I long for great faith. I want to be strong in all circumstances. I love faith, yet sometimes I doubt. Why? In today's writing, we will see four reasons we doubt. Number one, some doubt when they trust the wrong things. The Israelites are warned not to trust in weapons and allies. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in the multitude of their chariots and in the great strength of their horsemen. God is not telling us not to build an army, but rather that an army is not a substitute for God. He ends this verse by warning us against trusting armies, but not looking to the Holy One of Israel, or to seek help from the Lord. Number two, some doubt when their dreams are crushed. Job had everything taken from him. Even his children were taken. In spite of losing everything, Job says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Some doubt when death comes. The Christians in Thessalonica expected Christ to come very, very soon. When their loved ones were dying, they worried and doubted. In answer to this doubt, Paul wrote the beautiful text on death and the second coming. You can read it in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 17. After sharing those great words, Paul concluded, "Therefore, encourage one another with these words." Verse 18. We doubt when the winds blow. Most of us remember the great story of Peter walking on the water. He had the faith to walk on water, but when he saw the wind, he let fear drain his faith. Winds have a way of facilitating doubt. Anyone can be full of faith when there is no wind or storms. But faith is true faith when it does not doubt in the midst of the winds. Seeing Peter's doubt, Jesus asked, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" All of us will struggle with faith and doubt. Moses did, Peter did, and so do I. But if we will learn to lean on him, we will build that faith, and doubt will ebb away. Faith grows. I'm Lonnie Davis.